AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Today's Newsmaker segment's brought to you by Mel's Tire at 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. We offer a full line of Yokohama tires, the Geolander AT-GO15, Yokohama MT-GO03, and the Avid Ascend LX. So whether you're on or off-road, Yokohama tires will get you where you're going safely. And while you're here for tires, we can service your vehicle as well. Our experienced, certified staff can handle repairs including brakes, shocks, tune-ups, alignments, and more. Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, your Yokohama dealer. Where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Wednesday morning, the 15th of November, 719, 42 degrees, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Jennifer Baldwin of the National Teachers Hall of Fame. Jennifer, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I am spectacular.
Outstanding. Well, what's the mood for you going into our 32nd annual radio auction coming up tomorrow night?
We are packaged and ready to roll. And it's really exciting. The stuff we have coming in and the volunteers that are helping, it's such an exciting time.
It really is. It all launches at 6:05 tomorrow night right here on KVOE. You can also see the streaming, KVOE TV at KVOE.com, ValueNet Channel 3, and you can text in those bids or call in those bids, 620-342-5863. And items, Jennifer, you've been putting them all together.
I've been putting them all together. I was just listening to the segment before, and Imaginarium has also donated an item to the Hall of Fame auction. She's donated a spring semester tuition and enrollment fee. And I'm super excited about that. We've got in our online auction, we have a Hall of Fame brick that's a hot ticket right now. This year Tyson is donating chubs of hamburger to be auctioned off.
Nice.
So new items. The usual items are there. It's really come together.
Well, we launch at 6:05. It's go time. So don't delay.
It's go time.
Yeah, jump in and get in. We'll we have in the past, we'll have three items on the auction block. And again, texting in your bids or phoning in your bids, that are all options that work very well. So be a part of the National Teachers Hall of Fame auction. And if we want to view a list of the items, where can we go, Jennifer?
It's the auction item bid list is located on our Facebook page, and there are several ways to get there. Through KVOE, through the NTHF Hall of Fame webpage, our social media, everything directs you to that bid list.
Okay, gotcha. Jennifer, when it comes to the Hall of Fame itself, how does this really benefit the National Teachers Hall of Fame operations? For folks that don't know, where does this money get funneled?
The money goes entirely to induction activities. So that is selection, announcements, the first trip in D.C., and the Emporia induction. All of that is partially funded by this auction. So it's one of the most important fundraisers that we do throughout the year. It gives us that jump start for all of the induction activities.
We'll talk about your volunteers. Who's helping out tomorrow night, Jennifer?
Well, we've got the Credit Union Emporia State Federal Credit Union employees are helping. The KVOE employees are helping. We have a chapter CG PEO group that comes in and helps. Plus, we have board members. We have community volunteers. If anybody wants to come and help, you're welcome to show up at the credit union, and we'll put you to work.
All right. We mentioned calling in your bids or texting in your bids. Texting has become a very popular option, and we have, we have people with fast fingers.
Yes, we do.
Taking care of that, so not a problem there. But when it comes to payment, how does that all work out, Jennifer?
It's all through me, but we can do it several ways. We can do it by phone, online, or in person, and we accept cash, check, or credit cards.
Okay, and the items can be picked up, what, that evening or the next day? Is that how that works?
So if you're at the auction, you can pick them up that night. You'll pick them up at the credit union on Friday, and we move everything Friday night to the Hall of Fame, whatever's remaining, so that next week you can pick them up at the Hall of Fame.
Okay.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Jennifer, what does it mean for you to see this on the community calendar for as long as it has been? You know, we talked about the immediate funding, but what does it mean for you to see this and the longevity of the National Teachers Hall of Fame?
Emporia is so philanthropic, and to have the support, the community support, through 32 years is one of the most awe-inspiring parts of my job. Everybody jumps in to help, and the community support, you know, we couldn't do it without them. And to see it run for 32 years with that level of support is phenomenal. Thank you, Emporia.
Well, we have a great, great list of items. Hop on the National Teachers Hall of Fame Facebook page and take a gander. And not only the online options that are available now as we speak, but the list of auction items tomorrow night, and they are a plenty. And also this year, Jennifer, I believe we are going to have a segment for Fund the Need, correct?
We are. And so luckily, it was very successful last year, so we figured we'll give it another shot. KVOE came up with this idea for us, but you can make a donation directly at the auction if you don't need to purchase any other stuff. I personally need to purchase other stuff, but I will still be making a Fund the Need donation.
Yeah, and there's a matching pool there, is there not?
There is, from our board members. So we still, I'm not sure how much they will, so we're just going to try to make them match as much as we can raise.
Okay.
Makes a lot of sense. And once again, we're going to be at Emporia State Federal Credit Union's Industrial Road branch. We talk about partnerships. We talk about community support. ESFCU's support for this is obviously at a top level.
Yes.
Yeah, indeed. And we'll be down a few folks, as Carol Strickland, as we mentioned, had an accident, broke her hip over the weekend. How is Carol doing?
Carol is doing phenomenally. She's more embarrassed than anything, but she's healing. They've already got her up and walking.
Okay.
She's doing good. She should be back in Emporia by auction night, but not at the auction.
All right. And then Tim Miller, who's been part of our broadcast for decades, and, of course, Angie Miller, who's the president of Emporia State Federal Credit Union, they're off seeing in their first grandchild, so they'll be unable to attend.
I wish them happy grandparenting.
Yeah.
So.
That's exciting. All right, Jennifer, well, we're looking forward to tomorrow night and a big evening for the National Teachers Hall of Fame.
Yes, and I look forward to seeing you guys and anybody else. KVOE.com is the way to go.
Thanks, Jennifer. Appreciate
it. Thanks, Jennifer.
It.
Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And Jennifer Baldwin, National Teachers Hall of Fame. Just about here, Chuck, tomorrow night.
Just about here. And if you want to be part of our morning show for, well, the next week and a half, you're going to have to look to next week.